Progressive El Sayed wins Michigan's Democratic Senate primary. Ann Arbor, Michigan, Progressive Abdul El Sayed narrowly defeated establishment candidate Representative Haley Stevens to win the Michigan Democratic Senate primary in a contentious race that became a proxy fight for the broader battle within the party over its direction. El Sayed beat his centrist opponent, Representative Haley Stevens, 48.5% to 47.5%, with 99% of the votes tabulated. The Associated Press called the race at 9:54 a.m. Eastern Time on August 5th. The Progressive will take on Republican Mike Rogers in November in the race for Michigan's battleground Senate seat. El Sayed faced more than $60 million in outside spending in support of Stevens, compared to around $4.6 million spent to support his campaign. The race became a flashpoint in a wider ideological battle taking place nationwide in the Democratic Party between progressives and establishment centrists. A number of progressive leaders, including Senators Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, and Representatives Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Rashida Tlaib, and Ro Khanna endorsed El Sayed ahead of the August 4th primary. Stevens received support from outgoing Senator Gary Peters, as well as Governor Gretchen Whitmer, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, and Senators Jean Shaheen, Catherine Cortez Masto, and Ruben Gallego. A Rhodes Scholar and epidemiologist, El Sayed was the director of the Wayne County Health Department from 2023 to 2025. He ran on a platform supporting Medicare for All, abolishing immigration and customs enforcement in favor of bringing back the Immigration and Naturalization Service, passing a moratorium on U.S. data centers, and ending U.S. military support for Israel. Stevens began her political career working on the 2008 Hillary Clinton presidential campaign, before pivoting to President Barack Obama's campaign after he clinched the nomination that year. She then served as chief of staff for Obama's auto rescue program, experience she championed throughout her campaign for Senate. Running on a broadly liberal platform of lowering costs, rebuilding the auto industry, and bringing back manufacturing to Michigan, Stevens faced criticism from progressives like El Sayed for defending continued U.S. military support of Israel and for accepting record financial support from the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee this year. AIPAC and its associated groups, which supported Stevens' successful primary battle against then-Rep. Andy Levin in 2022, had spent $30.6 million on the race by July 30th, its largest election expenditure in history. El Sayed highlighted the record expenditures on the campaign trail over the past month, telling rallygoers that AIPAC was trying to buy the race away from Michiganders. Asked about AIPAC's ongoing financial support for her during a July 27th debate, Stevens said her support for Israel was more nuanced but didn't address the record spending. "I believe in a two-state solution. Has attacked me for supporting that people in Palestine and Israel deserve to live side by side peacefully. And has attacked me by name, and they both represent the extremes," Stevens said. After a rally in a coffee shop in Canton Township on July 29th, El Sayed told reporters that he believes American taxpayer money is being wasted to support foreign militaries overseas. "We pay more for all we have to buy. We pay less for the work we do. Watch as our tax dollars get misappropriated to drop bombs and buy tanks for foreign countries instead of building schools and healthcare for our own," El Sayed said. Electability argument. The closing argument of Stevens' campaign was that she is more electable in a November matchup against Rogers, who lost to Senator Alyssa Slotkin by less than 20,000 votes in 2024, when President Donald Trump won Michigan. In a flurry of text messages sent out in the twilight hours of the primary race, Stevens claimed she was the only Democrat who could defeat a Republican in Purple Michigan. The Congresswoman seized on a July 28th Glengariff group poll that measured hypothetical matchups of Stevens versus Rogers and El Sayed versus Rogers. That poll gave Stevens a 0.8-point advantage over Rogers, while by contrast, the Republican led El Sayed by more than 10 percentage points. Poll after poll shows "I'm the strongest Democrat to beat Mike Rogers. But MAGA Republicans and their billionaire donors are trying to boost my opponent to shut down our momentum," Stevens wrote in a campaign text sent on August 2nd. However, a Mitchell Research poll released on July 31st found Rogers and El Sayed tied in a hypothetical matchup, whereas Stevens trailed the Republican by 4 percentage points. Highly electable candidates don't usually need $60 million to come in to help them get elected. That is a historical amount of money, El-Sayed told the Epoch Times after his rally in Ypsilanti, Michigan, on July 30, if you can't get elected without $60 million, you're not electable, he added.